Joining us this morning is author Les Roberts, who is out with a new mystery, a new Milan Jakovic mystery. It's called The Ashtabula Hat Trick. Good morning, Les. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So what is Milan up to in this book this time around?
Well, I created a fictional little town in Ashtabula County. I call it Queenstown. And although it's a very, very quiet, peaceful town, there have been two murders there within 2 weeks. Now, there's only three cops in the department, so they call Cleveland for help. The Cleveland Police Department sends up Toby Blaine, who is a homicide detective and also Milan Jakovic's significant other. And she says, well, come on up with me. We'll have a nice weekend together. And, of course, as soon as they get up there, a third murder is committed. And they start investigating, and they find that there is a lot more going on in Ashtabula County than they knew about. And the fun thing about this is that when I started writing the book, all the things that really tick me off in life, I managed to put into this book. And that's, of course, homophobia and racism and bullying and animal abuse and private prisons and all that sort of stuff. I had a ball writing this. And as it turns out, you know, I'm often asked, well, which is your favorite of all your novels? Well, I can't be really specific, but this is certainly near the top.
Now, you talked about all these things that you put in this book. Is that intentional, or is that sort of just came about and you opened the floodgates and you thought, you know what, I'm going to focus on all these things. It's coming out of me now. I don't want to stop it. I'll put it all into this book.
And no, I think I decided it ahead of time.
Okay.
Although, as I went on, I found other things to write about, too. I had a lot of fun writing this book. And interestingly enough, like in any whodunit murder mystery, everybody in the book is a suspect. And if you want the reader to suspect everybody, you have to have all these suspects be, if not guilty of murder, in some way or another, corrupt. And that's how you write a mystery. And I'm hoping that the people in Ashtabula County don't think that I'm talking about them, because that's just the way you write a mystery.
Well, you need to set it somewhere, and you come up with a fictional town and do it your best that way. But any little bit of realism also gives a little bit of truth to what you're saying in the book, too, I guess.
Oh, very definitely. Very definitely. And you know, I know that there are a lot of things in Ashtabula County, like there are in every other county in Ohio, every other county in America. You know, there are things that go on up there that we're not totally aware of. And, you know, when I found out about them, it was fun for me to put all that stuff in.
You talk about how it brings out things that really are bugging you, homophobia, racism, intolerance, a lot of times. As you're writing this, are you still looking at the news and the headlines and thinking to yourself, I can just see it happening out there still, even many years, you know, on since we thought maybe some of this had passed us by?
Listen, every morning when I read the newspaper and I, you know, check the morning news, I get mad all over again about something. You know, I think probably in my last four or five books, I have done this. You know, instead of thinking of just a good plot, I think of a good plot that takes on things that are upsetting to me.
You mentioned that.
I think every good writer does that.
Well, you mentioned at the beginning, you sort of said how Toby says to Milan, come with me, we'll have kind of a good weekend or something. Does he expect to even enjoy his weekends if he's hanging out with his cop girlfriend?
Well, I think he enjoyed it up to a point, and then it got kind of difficult for all of them, because, of course, Keo, his assistant, is up there with them, too. You know, they run into the kind of violence that they didn't expect to find. The interesting thing about the three murders is they are all committed in different ways. One man is stabbed in the heart while sitting in his car. Another one has his skull crushed in, and he's been thrown into a creek. And then the third victim is drowned in their own hot tub. And, you know, they're trying to figure out why this is all happening this way. And of course, they find a lot of interesting suspects.
We're talking today with Les Roberts. It's a Milan Jakovic mystery, the Ashtabula hat trick. You've written 18 books featuring Milan. How, obviously, the character changes over time. Do you have to be consistent with the character, or do you know this character so well so that no matter what you put him in, how he reacts, readers will believe that's really him acting?
Well, I hope that I know him that well. You know, I've known him very well since 1988 when the first book right. came out. And, you know, I pretty much know all about him. But he has changed over the years. And guess why? So have I in the last, you know, almost 20 years. So as I look at things differently, he looks at things differently. He's also gotten older. And that's why several books ago I brought in Kevin O'Banion, K.O. O'Banion, who is a young guy who spent he spent his teen years in juvenile in juvenile jails, really, and then he spent several years in Iraq and Afghanistan killing people, and he's a pretty angry guy. And Milan is not an angry guy at all, so I love writing their relationship and how it is evolving.
Do you have people in your life that you sort of mentor or pass on your wisdom to, so that and they handle, you know, in maybe in the writing world or other places like that?
Well, I have a lot of writers contact me and ask me questions, and then. You know, I give seminars or, you know, teach classes whenever I can. I think all of us have at least one story in our heads. Now, whether we're able to write it and write it well is another story. But, I think everybody has experienced something in their life that they would like to share with everybody else. So I try to help people, you know, whenever they ask.
Speaking of aging, getting older, and looking back. I wonder, you were a writer for TV for a number of years, right? Doing a lot of
24 years in Los Angeles.
When you look at the television writing thing, or the programs, or the opportunities for the different types of dramas and things like that, do you wish for, you know, I wish I was, you know, 20 years younger, or wishing that was something that you would be involved with? Is that still something that appeals to you?
Not really, Bruce. I'll tell you why. When you write for television, or when you write for, you know, a motion picture, there are at least 18 people that are lined up all the way around the corner to come in and put their fingerprints all over your script. And when you write a novel, it's between the author, the editor, and God. And God is frequently cut out of the loop. So I love writing novels. I love writing books because basically I do it exactly the way I want to do it.
So what you see on the shelves, like, for example, tomorrow at or on Saturday at Barnes & Noble's Rocker Park, where you'll be signing and talking with folks, what you see on that shelf is what left your home or left your computer or typewriter when you finished it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And I'm sitting at my desk with my typewriter right in front of me. Not typewriter, computer. Still call it a typewriter.
Oh, come on. Give us the illusion of the typewriter that you've got there. You know, that whole thing. But, yeah, it works. People will come to see you again. You'll be at the Barnes & Noble on Saturday from 1 to 3. For people
That's right.
To check out your new book. And then usually the folks over there at Gray & Company will have you on other places as well throughout Northeast Ohio, I'm sure.
I've been at several places already, and I think I've got more stuff going on right right through November.
Now, you mentioned how you're involved with the book. Are you ever involved with the artwork or the cover or just how it looks and everything like
no.
that?
No. The nice thing about Gray & Company is when they design a cover, they will send it to me, you know, to see if I approve it or not, and I always do because they're very good at that. But, you know, when I was writing for a New York publisher, which was St. Martin's, and I wrote for them for many years, I had nothing to say about the cover. I had nothing to say about the, you know, the information on the flyleaf of the dust jacket. You know, all I did was write the book, and then they took it away from me and they did what they wanted. So it's much nicer for me to be involved with a smaller publisher. And again, a publisher, you know, right here in my, you know, where I live, where if I have a problem or if I have anything to ask them or tell them, I just pick up the phone, you know, or I'll go down there and see them, and, you know, have coffee. And it's been an amazing relationship with David Gray and Chris Andrukanich and Jane Lazar. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. You know, I've always said that if I had had them in New York publishing me, by this time, I would have been another James Patterson or Stephen King. They do a great job selling me here in Northeast Ohio. And now, because of everything is an e-book, they are selling me on the Internet, too, and that's terrific.
Well, it's reach as far as anyone who wants around the world to read any of your books, that's for sure, even though it's Cleveland's favorite private eye. Milan Jakovic, the new movie, or the new book, I should say, Les Roberts, The Ashtabula Hat Trick. Les, we thank you for your time this morning, and people can come see you out at Barnes & Noble this coming Saturday from 1 until 3. Take care.
Yes, everybody, please come out and say hello. You don't even have to buy a book, although I wish you would. Just come out and say hello.
That sounds great. You can also go to lesroberts.com or grayco.com to find out more about Les's books. Les, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce. Take care.